Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Ryan's loss is a very tragic event, and it has touched us in ways that we can't really put into words. Indescribable, devastating, extraordinarily painful.
How you can join the Knightdale community tonight to honor a fallen officer.
Plus, a teenager hit by a car right near the state fairgrounds. What happened as the gates closed for the night?
And we're beginning a bit of a warming trend. It's still cool, but a little bit warmer than it was this time yesterday. I'll show you how much hotter it may feel for the next several afternoons. And by the end of the week, millions could be eligible for a COVID booster shot. The moves expected today from vaccine advisors on the federal level. And of course, you can count on us to keep you up to date on the latest guidance on that. Thanks for joining us. It is 6 o'clock. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Wednesday, October 20th. Going to be almost 80 today. Natural for fall. Love it, actually. Elizabeth Gardner, the WRL Severe Weather Center. We're not there yet, though. Certainly chilly.
Definitely. So we take a live look. This is a look at from downtown Raleigh. This is the Hunter's Moon. It's the full moon right now. It's going to be beautiful this morning and then again tonight and early tomorrow. After that, by Friday, we start to see some clouds roll in, and we're going to talk more about the rain that may come our way. Let's talk about what you'll see at the State Fair today. Right now, our temperature at RDU is 48, and the dew point's 47, so it feels very pleasant outside right now, and temperatures are running just a little bit warmer than yesterday. It's not a big change, but instead of upper 30s, we're looking at low 40s in Roxboro, upper 40s around the Triangle, 52 in Fayetteville, 49 degrees in Clinton. It's going to be a warm one today, starting off cool, but by lunchtime, we'll hit 71 and almost 80 for the high today and again tomorrow. We're going to see that front coming through on Friday. I'll show you how to plan around it if you're hoping to go to the fair. Brian?
Here at 601, we're tracking traffic right now in South Raleigh, watching that live camera out at I-40 at Avon Ferry Road. Westbound traffic heading away from us there toward the US 1 interchange. And right now, traffic's flowing freely between the 440 split, US 1 and Wade Avenue, moving along nicely, really, all the way out to the airport and RTP at this point. Quiet around the triangle. No other crashes showing up at here at 601 in Durham. We're looking good on the Durham Freeway. It's clear in both directions through downtown. We do have a major street closure that begins today in Raleigh and is going to last 3 months. Tell you how to avoid it coming up in 15 minutes.
Right now, a teen is in the hospital after she was hit by a car near the state fair. It happened at Blue Ridge Road and Trinity Road around 11:30 last night. Video shows a car with a shattered windshield and a shoe in the road. We know the teen was not walking in the crosswalk when she was hit. Her injuries appear to be non-life-threatening. Police have not said whether the driver will face charges.
Right now, four local police departments are pitching in and taking over patrol shifts in Knightdale. This extra support comes on the same day as a public vigil honoring the life of Officer Ryan Hayworth. WRL's Laura Levine is live this morning in Knightdale to explain how the fallen officer is being remembered. Laura.
Jeff, good morning. Well, this growing memorial behind me here outside the Knightdale Police Department, from flowers to handwritten notes placed on this cruiser, points toward the overwhelming amount of support being shown from this community. Now, I spoke with Police Chief Lawrence Capson. He says this support is why he wanted to make sure the public had an opportunity to honor Officer Hayworth. Now, a candlelight vigil will be held tonight at 6 at the Veterans Plaza in Knightdale Station Park. Officer Hayworth died Sunday when a suspected drunk driver smashed into the back of his patrol car on I-540. Now, Hayworth was only on the job for 3 months, but clearly had an everlasting impact here. Chief Capps tells me the large amount of people wanting to help their department and the family's mourning shows the purpose of community.
We've always known that the people of Knightdale have supported us and appreciate the work that we do. And to see it in action now on their part, their service to us during this time, again, has just been tremendous and even at times a bit overwhelming.
And Chief Capps adds that because resources are stretched so thin right now, there will be no formal traffic control for the vigil tonight. But there is, however, plenty of parking availability within the area. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Knightdale.
Also an update now on the Knightdale officer who was seriously injured in that same crash. Officer Cody Hagler was expected to be discharged from the hospital last night. WRL is working to learn this morning if he is now recovering at home. In the last day, a GoFundMe created to support his recovery has raised more than $5,000.
And I'm Micaiah Thurman here in the WORL Live Center. We are monitoring that active shooter situation happening in Midtown Atlanta right now. We're taking a look at some live pictures. This is a very fluid situation, so the camera is shaking quite a bit. As you can see, Atlanta police there and the SWAT team responding. I want to take you to a tweet by the NBC affiliate 11 Alive, another image of that street. Many streets shut down at this point. They say that that shooter is inside of a condominium building, but is not in custody. At this point, police have not reported how many people have been injured or who they believe is responsible. Back to you.
This morning, the White House COVID-19 response team will have an update. You can watch it on WRL.com or the WRL News app. Dr. Anthony Fauci and CDC Director Rochelle Walensky will be there. That's scheduled to start at 8:45 this morning. This comes as the Biden administration prepares to detail how and when companies will have to require their employees to be vaccinated or undergo weekly testing. It will affect companies with 100 or more workers. The full enforcement deadline may not take effect until after the new year and could carry penalties of about $14,000 per violation.
Happening today, another step in making COVID-19 booster shots more widely available. The FDA is expected to greenlight boosters of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. It could also authorize the mix and match approach, which would allow people to get a different shot than the brand of vaccine they originally received. And tomorrow, advisors with the CDC will meet to discuss boosters. The CDC will make its own recommendation. By the end of the week, tens of millions of people could be able to receive a booster.
Flu season is here, and now's the time to get your shot. Wake County Public Health is holding a walk-in flu shot clinic at the Public Health Center on Sunnybrook Road in Raleigh. It will be open from 1 to 5 p.m. No appointment is needed. In North Carolina, flu infections are most common from late fall to early spring.
A push to require people convicted of watching child pornography pay the damages to victims could get one step closer to law today. North Carolina House is set to vote on a bill that mandates restitution to victims of sexual exploitation under 18 if they can be identified. Right now, it's optional for judges to require payment from those convicted of watching child porn. This new bill would also let the judge determine the amount owed to the victim.
There's a new sense of urgency from President Biden to reach a deal on his sweeping spending bill. This afternoon, the president will travel to Pennsylvania to speak on its infrastructure goals and other items on his agenda. Expanded child tax credits and a key climate provision are among the sticking points in the spending bill. That speech is scheduled for this evening at 5:15. Today, an effort to limit the powers of North Carolina's governor could reach the governor's desk. The state house is holding a final vote on a bill requiring governors to get legislative approval for any state of emergency lasting longer than a week. The measure is supported by Republicans who say the governor's emergency orders issued during the pandemic are an overreach of power. Democrats call the bill a partisan attack. Governor Cooper is expected to veto it.
Tomorrow, the full House of Representatives is expected to vote on a contempt charge for White House aide Steve Bannon. The House committee that's investigating the January 6th Capitol attack voted to hold him in contempt for not complying with a subpoena. The committee is looking into Bannon's role in the events on January 6th. Bannon cited former President Trump's executive privilege for why he would not cooperate. If the House votes to charge him with contempt, the referral then goes to the U.S. Attorney's Office for possible criminal prosecution. If you're looking for a job, listen up to this. Lowe's is hoping to hire nearly 120 full-time employees today. The jobs will be at its regional distribution center in Garysburg, Northampton County. People who are 18 and older will have the opportunity to interview and receive an offer on the spot. The hiring event is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the distribution center, and the company is offering to pay incentives for select shifts, and no experience or resume is needed.
Today is a big day at the NC State Fairgrounds. It's Military Appreciation Day. Here's a look at video from that day in 2019 and a live look at the fairgrounds right now. The day will include a morning program and military concerts throughout the day. And the tractor parade that starts at 10 a.m. will also include a military vehicle. The parade will start in the Carnival Midway. It will then make its way through Kittyland, past the Carscott Building, and then back through the Midway. The weather has been near perfect for the fair so far this year. We took a look at attendance for the first 5 days of this year's fair, and when compared to the 10-year average, thousands of fewer people are visiting each day. That's not surprising when you consider that we are still in a pandemic. Sunday was the busiest day so far with 93,000 visitors. The state fair runs through October 24th.
Coming up on 610 right now, and hundreds of workers needed at Wake County Schools.
Without staff and people in the building, we can't continue to operate schools safely.
The action education leaders are taking to tackle this shortage. Plus, homophobic and racist graffiti found on Duke University's campus. How students are reacting to the hateful messages.
And check out our 7-day forecast. Really warm for the next couple of days. Nearly 80 today and 80 tomorrow. Then, of course, we're tracking the front for Friday. We'll talk about the timeline for when you could see the rain and how much we may have.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, the Weather 8 certified most accurate forecast.
It is 6:12. Look at this. We've got this big, beautiful full moon hanging right over Durham. It's hanging over everywhere, but it just so happens that it's framed up perfectly in the camera right here. Isn't that beautiful? It's the Hunter's Moon. That's the nickname for the moon, the full moon in October. 48 right now in Durham, as well as Goldsboro, and it's 42 in Sanford. A little bit of cloud cover out there this morning. We have a little wave that's moving through, but it's not going to bring us any rain. It should make for a pretty sunrise across our area, and then we'll see mostly sunny skies through the afternoon. So a chilly start, but we'll see bright sunshine later on today. Our temperatures this morning running just a little bit warmer than they were this time yesterday, but it should feel similar. At lunchtime, 71. When the kids are coming home from school, our temperatures will be close to 80 degrees. And I'll show you when those temperatures start to fall closer to normal coming up.
This morning, disturbing news. Investigators are trying to figure out if anyone on a Philadelphia transit train tried to stop a rape happening right in front of them. The incident happened a week ago, and police say a woman and a man got on the same train at the same stop. Over the course of about 40 minutes, the man harassed, groped, and eventually raped the woman on the train with other people nearby. Investigators say no calls came into the city's 911 center, but they are looking to see if any calls were made to the county. They are also trying to figure out if anyone recorded the incident, because those people could be facing charges.
An investigation is underway at Duke University after homophobic and anti-black graffiti was found on the East Campus Bridge. The university says it's unclear if a student was responsible, but the administration considers these actions a direct threat to the values of the university. Students we talked with said they hope no one on campus is responsible for the vile language on the bridge.
Every part of me hopes not, because I think Duke students know better, and, you know, all the people around me are incredibly loving people, and I would hope to God that I don't turn to my right in class and then find out that, like, someone I considered a friend would have done this. So I honestly really don't think so, but at the end of the day, like, I don't know.
Anyone with information is asked to call campus police.
An update now, as Raleigh City Council voted unanimously in favor of adopting the non-discrimination ordinance that Wake County Commissioners signed off on earlier this week. The ordinance protects people who live there and visitors based on sexual orientation, gender identity, and hairstyle. Raleigh joins the other four largest cities in North Carolina in passing similar rules, including Charlotte, Durham, Greensboro, and Winston-Salem.
Today, federal investigators will be back at the scene of this fiery plane crash near Houston. Amazingly, all 21 people on that plane engulfed in flames survived. The plane crashed yesterday when the pilot was attempting to take off. Investigators say the chartered flight failed to gain altitude at the end of the runway, rolled into a fence, and caught fire. Two people went to the hospital. Both have been released. The passengers were headed to Boston for the MLB playoff series between the Houston Astros and the Boston Red Sox. New this morning, the upcoming Wake County Early College High School in Research Triangle Park has a new name. It's now called Wake Early College of Information and Biotechnologies. The school is scheduled to open next fall to freshmen and sophomores, accepting 150 students for its first year on the Wake Technical Community College RTP campus. Once a second building is constructed just outside of Research Triangle Park, the school will be open to 300 students in all four grade levels, eventually expanding to 400. You can read more about the new school on WRAL.com.
A 12-year-old boy honored the Knightdale police officer killed in the recent crash we've been reporting. Zakaria Cartledge is his name, and he founded the Florida nonprofit Running for Heroes to raise funds for injured first responders. Last night, Cartledge ran 1 mile while carrying a blue line flag to honor Officer Ryan Hayworth, and he shared video of his run on Facebook.
Makaya Thurman here in the WORL Live Center. We're following some breaking news from the royal family. The Queen has been ordered by her doctors to cancel a trip to Ireland due to ill health. Now, we were taking a look at the royal family Twitter page, monitoring these feeds, and you'll take a look. She just hosted a reception at Windsor Castle last night. That was the Global Investment Summit. If you look very closely down that line, you will see her walk through. She looked to be in good spirits, but here's what we know about the cancellation. They say that she is reluctantly accepting this medical advice to rest for the next few days. She's been due to undertake a series of engagements, but that won't happen. They say they are sending their warmest regards and that she's going to focus on getting better right now. Of course, as we have any new developments, we'll bring them to you here in the Live Center. Back to you.
WREL is giving you a tour of North Carolina's most vibrant fall foliage. Just take a look at this and join us tonight for another report as WREL's Brian Mims finishes his journey, taking us from Asheville to the Great Smoky Mountains and the end of the Blue Ridge Parkway. What a trip it is. What sights they are, certainly. Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center. Tracking something different, though. Friday's front coming in.
That's right. He's had a great week for this. We've had just beautiful, beautiful conditions here at the coast and in the mountains. But as we wrap up the week, we're watching this cold front that's going to be moving through. Take a look here. I mean, you can see as it's crossing Oklahoma and parts of the plains, there's no rain associated with it. All the rain is up around the low. But we will see more moisture feeding in off of the Gulf of Mexico. So once this front arrives here, it will have something to work with. This high pressure system, of course, like all highs, rotate clockwise, starts to bring in some moisture from the Atlantic and the Gulf as we get through the next 48 hours or so. So that'll set the stage for at least the potential for some rain. Watch that cold front coming on in. Today we stay dry, maybe a few clouds here and there. Tomorrow, same story, we stay dry, but we may see some increasing clouds. Could be a few light showers tomorrow afternoon in the mountains. We'll move it ahead to Friday morning, and that's when we could start the day with a little bit of light patchy rain. It's not likely to be enough to cause big issues for the morning commute. The front will continue to slide eastward, and some rain behind it. So here's lunchtime, and then we take it on out to 8 or 9 o'clock. Once we get past lunchtime, our chances for rain start to diminish a little bit, but there could be a wave that develops along that front that brings more rain. The computer models still 48 hours out are a little bit, you know, wishy-washy about this. One of the computer models is like, oh yeah, we're definitely getting some rain in the afternoon. And the other one's like, yeah, I don't think so. But what's reasonable is to think that with this front coming through, there'll be enough moisture at least for some rain. So we're giving it a 30% chance. So if you have plans in the afternoon and evening, just remember you may see some light showers moving through. And then after that, we're going to clear things out. This high pressure system builds in for the weekend, and it looks nice and dry Saturday and Sunday. You can see our chance for rain around the Triangle area, a trace at best. A little farther east, though, we can see up to a quarter of an inch. That's still pretty minimal. So again, if you're headed to the fair on Friday, a 30% chance may make for a great day to be there because people might get scared off because of the rain, and it just may not rain that much. How much rain have we seen so far this month? Well, it's been a lot at RDU. Look at that. More than 5.5 inches, putting us at almost 3.5 inches above normal. But in Fayetteville, only a half an inch for the whole month, so almost 2 inches below normal. This time of year, it can be really patchy. Look at this. We've seen about 150% of normal rainfall in our southwestern counties, but our southeastern counties are maybe just 60 to 70% of normal. It doesn't look like we're going to see a whole lot to change that on Friday. We have the potential for some isolated showers again on Monday and Tuesday, but that also looks like it should be fairly light. Brian?
620 right now, Elizabeth. Good news around the Triangle. No crashes showing up just yet. We are starting to pick up our delays, though, coming in from Johnston County. Already up to 16 minutes on 40 westbound between 42 and 440. And as usual, those slowdowns are limited to the area right around the Clayton Bypass. Heading over to the western side of the Triangle, checking in on Durham, Hillsborough, and Chapel Hill right now. No crashes and major routes are all clear. And around Raleigh, we're looking good as well. I want to give you a heads up about a closure starting at 7 o'clock this morning. Oberlin Road is going to be closed in both directions between Wade Avenue and Fairview Road. This is for a water improvement project, and it's going to be closed for the next 3 months. So a long-term closure there. The detour they have set up is St. Mary's Street. Take that from between Wade Avenue and Fairview Road to get around what likely will be some pretty big delays through there, again, for the next 3 months. Back to you.
Thanks, Brian. A big change could be coming to elections in all 50 states. The new effort being voted on today that could shape the way you choose your elected officials for years to come.
And a teenage girl walking outside the state fair is hit by a car. What we know about the crash that happened as the fair was closing for the night.
Coming up on Today, the U.S. Surgeon General is live to talk about vaccinating kids.
And hear your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
And Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending for our Wednesday, Brian.
Good morning. Marvel Studios' new superhero film, Eternals, has generated a lot of buzz following its big world premiere in L.A. Monday night. Now we're finding out an unexpected actor has joined the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Harry Styles. Yes, Variety writer Matt Donnelly shared on Twitter the new movie includes Styles in the role of Eros, who is the brother of Thanos.
Harry Styles turning out to be the triple threat. I mean, he can sing and dance. We know that from One Direction. And he has a movie out this year and with Olivia Wilde, who he's rumored to be dating. And we also know he loves golfing with the Canes. So life is good for Harry Styles.
And he worked out in Raleigh, right, when he
That's
was here?
That's right, yeah.
The Harry Canes. And
come back, Harry.
Noodle the Pug. Have you heard of Noodle the Pug?
Well, yeah.
Going to be on the Today
because
Show this morning.
Me.
If you don't know, there's Noodle. Millions of people around the world turn to Noodle on TikTok to find out what kind of day they're going to have. Every morning, Noodle's owner tries to wake him up, and if Noodles flops down, it's a no-bones day, and the advice to the world is to lie low for the day. But if Noodle remains standing, it is a bones day, and time to go forth and grab the world by the tail. Noodle is going to be live on the Today Show here on WRAL at 8 o'clock.
Cannot wait to see what kind of day it's going to be from Bones. A no-bones day doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a bad day, I'm told from the TikTok users. But I prefer to give my forecast for the day from Elizabeth Gardner.
Same and we're here. All standing, so it's a bones day. Go forth in the world, y'all.
Tonight, the Charlotte Hornets will be back on court for their regular season opener. They'll play the Indiana Pacers at the Spectrum Center. And if you're headed that way, there are new COVID-19 protocols in place in case you want to go there and check out a game this season. Face masks are required. Fans sitting within 15 feet of the court will be required to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test within 2 days of the game. You also want to make sure your phone is charged, as always, but it's because all the tickets are digital and all transactions are cashless.
This morning, a Hoke County middle school is showing off its renewable energy program to federal education officials. Representatives from the Department of Education will tour Sandy Grove Middle School. The school opened in 2013 with solar panels, high-efficiency lighting, and a geothermal climate control system. Throughout the day, the school generates more electricity than it uses. Later in the day, the group will recognize Douglas Byrd High School and Walker Spivey Elementary in Cumberland County for their commitment to going green.
A teenager hit by a driver in a car is recovering this morning. It all happened right here near the state fair. Coming up, what police say she was doing.
And a few clouds out there this morning are going to make for a really pretty sunrise. After that, we're looking at lots and lots of sunshine. I'll talk about how our temperatures will start warming up and how long we'll stay above normal. Coming up.